We'll offer details.
Morning, 100.7 WHUD. Thanks for dropping by. 8:17 the time right now.
All right, for 6 years on CBS, Billy Gardell played Mike to Melissa McCarthy's Molly. But, of course, he always did stand-up. That's how he started. And he's looking forward to doing his jokes at Ridgefield Playhouse tomorrow night.
Well, I'm working on my new hour, and I'm almost there. Probably about 50 new minutes of material. And it's, you know, my stuff is always what's going on in my life. And right now, that involves my 14-year-old son and trying to help him lift the fog of being a teenager out of his eyes and be a good dad and not a hypocrite. And you know, he's taken off on the weekends now to stay with his buddies and sleepovers. So me and the wife are home alone, like two gunfighters in Westworld. And we're trying to figure that out. And I think a lot of couples can relate to that.
Oh, yeah. They're going to be roaring when you're telling your stories because they're thinking I do that, too.
That's my favorite kind of comedy, man. That's the stuff I believe unites us. I think it's what makes us laugh. And we could certainly use some common ground these days. So come out and laugh and enjoy each other in my show.
Absolutely. Now, you talk about your 14-year-old son. What was a 14-year-old Billy Gardell like?
Well, I was already a derelict, you know. So this, he's like the he's the 2.0 version. He's a much better version. Most of the glitches are gone. he's a much better person than I was at 14. And so I root him on. I was more of an alley kid in Pittsburgh, you know, looking to get into a little trouble that way. And my son is, he's got a better moral compass than I had at 14. You know, him and his buddies, they're pretty good between the lines.
Very good. Have you played Ridgefield before?
I have not, but I've been there. And for some reason, Connecticut's been really good to me. Like, I played the University of Connecticut a couple years in a row, and I used to work the Hartford Funny Bone, and I just filmed a movie for that came out over Thanksgiving called A Very Merry Christmas Story for Lifetime, one of those cheesy Christmas movies up there, and got to buy a train from a local toy store, a Motto's toy store up there, and I don't know, man. I've always done good in Connecticut, so I'm looking forward to it.
By the way, what's next for you after Saturday night?
Well, I'm out touring, and I'm working on a new special. And once it's finished, and it's very close, I'm going to either take it to Netflix or Showtime. And then this week I'm filming my second appearance on the show Young Sheldon, which is nice because my old boss, Chuck Lorre, called me and said, "Hey, you want to play a weird redneck?" And I said, "Absolutely." And so this is my second appearance on that show. And then it's pilot season right now. So this will be my first free agency in about 8 years. So I'm looking forward to it.
All right. He's a free agent for the pilots that are going to be viewed. And maybe some of them get picked up for TV. And maybe he'll be back as a series regular.
That's great. I love Young Sheldon. We have a good time with that one.
Oh, yeah.
Laugh a lot.
Yeah. He's just filming a segment now. And Billy Gardell, he really is one of the nicest people. I met him a couple of years ago at iCall. And he's always, and then when you say that, you compliment him on being so friendly and nice. He goes, "My father told me it doesn't cost any extra to be nice."
Oh, he sounds like a great man and a great dad.
Yeah, tomorrow night, Ridgefield Playhouse, still a few tickets available. Go get them.